Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I too join others in thanking you and appreciating the manner in which you have both structured the meeting and chaired our discussion so far. We understand your intention with this food for thought paper, and the way that you structured the meeting was to develop a better common understanding among the states parties, the participants of the meeting, on the technical, legal, ethical and military dimensions of laws. So in that sense, the expert panels certainly helped improve our understanding, my delegation's understanding on these issues. We also found your food for thought paper equally useful and thought-provoking. It helped in framing and contextualizing the types of issues that we will have to grapple with as we consider the issue of laws in terms of policy prescriptions and recommendations as per the mandate of the GGE. The debate during the last 2.5 days has further cemented our view that laws pose a series of host of concerns that need to be addressed in a legally binding protocol of the CCW, stipulating specific prohibitions and regulations on laws. We have noticed a general, like a reasonable degree of convergence emerging on the fact that on one element, that international humanitarian law must be complied with at all times for all weapon systems, and humans should retain complete authority, control and supervision over all weapons. In our view, since machines or autonomous systems are inherently incapable of applying or complying with IHL, therefore the question of any autonomous machine ever being able to comply with IHL does not arise. Compliance and with IHL requires intuition, subjective decision making, human judgment, and therefore these elements cannot be ceded or delegated to a machine. In that sense, we do not see any type of autonomous weapon system, whether lethal or not, ever being able to comply with IHL. Mr. Chairman, I took note of the in your introductory remarks. You mentioned that the food for thought paper was probably formulated for the first session of the GGE as a framing exercise, and but unfortunately we only had one meeting left, and therefore we had lesser time for a policy level discussion. If we were to have two full week sessions, we could have had devoted more time to technical discussions and then move on to policy discussions. I recognize this this impediment that we faced, but in our view it is now certainly now time to move towards a more focused discussion on policy recommendations and options as defined in the GGE's mandate. We think that useful as it was, we should not debate anymore on these technology, philosophy, morality related aspects, and now our focus should be to start efforts for converging on options for dealing with laws, which is precisely our mandate. We have certain list of questions which were also identified in the informal meeting of experts that was very ably chaired by Ambassador Biontino of Germany, which gave the fifth review conference a series of agreed recommendations, and they were subsequently endorsed by the RevCon. During our more formal detailed consideration, policy level political consideration, we can look at those questions, but the idea is to not to have any more technical or technological related discussions, but move to a policy oriented, policy prescriptions and options oriented discussion. I think our colleagues from Chile and Argentina also mentioned this. In NAM's working paper has also stated its view, the group's view, that we should now start moving towards a identification of elements of a legally binding instrument. So we stand ready to engage constructively with you, with the other delegations, during the remainder of this meeting to engage in such a political debate and consider the various options that could be listed and agreed. I thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.